text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Warning, the SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
After school retention. Item number SCP-26. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-26 is to remain securely locked and boarded up at all times when there is no research ongoing. Alarms are set to alert the Foundation in case of entry by civilians or other agencies. Description. SCP-26 is a three-story public school building built in. It has two wings connected to a central foyer. It was declared condemned in after it was found the floor plan didn't match up to the building's blueprints. See interview log 026-01. It came to the Foundation's attention after several disappearances in the area were linked to visits to the abandoned building. The building demonstrates spatial anomalies. Its internal space is much greater than the external surface of a building would allow. Hallways display variable length, while stairways have differing numbers of steps going up or down. The number of rooms of a hallway changes each time they are counted. Attempts to reach the far ends of a hallway have met with failure thus far. Entrance through the fire escapes located at the end of a hallway leads to doors approximately midway down the length of the halls. Edit. See note 026-A. There is considerable graffiti on the internal walls of a school. Most appears typical, including gang signs, names, and street art. However, the graffiti fades and reappears, changing location. Writing on chalkboards and bulletin boards changes in a similar fashion. Subjects typically found range from standard school subjects, mathematics, literature, biology, to more esoteric subjects, such as quantum entanglement, and eugenics. One researcher reported one board detailing information about SCP, but photographic evidence showed only a blank slate. See note 026-B. The phrase, "the children used to sing," has appeared multiple times in various places throughout the building, but there is currently no explanation for its significance. A number of unconscious subjects have been found in the building, mostly of high school age, ranging from 12 to 18. They are dressed in accordance to the school's dress code, circa. Several have been identified as former students or the faculty of the school who disappeared after the school shut down, in at least one case, more than 10 years after the closure. It is currently unknown how they were transported back into SCP-26. See note 026-C. All attempts to wake the subjects while inside the building have failed. On being removed from the grounds of SCP-26, the subjects wake abruptly. They experience a period of confusion before dying from extremely rapid dehydration, followed by advanced decomposition. No useful intelligence has been recovered from the subjects to date. The inability to wake subjects extends to those who fall asleep on the grounds of SCP-26, though the rapid dehydration only seems to affect those who have been found on the grounds of a school. See Incident Report 026-12. Note 026-A. Robotic exploration and video feeds have shown that the apparent spatial anomalies are caused by changes in the perceptions of observers, rather than actual spatial phenomena. For this reason, SCP-26 does not require the expertise of Mobile Task Force Row 8 roadside picnickers at this time. Update. Further exploration has shown that some spatial phenomena do occur. See the exploration logs for more details. Note 026-B. The contents of notepads, books, and pieces of paper have been observed to disappear, only to reappear on surfaces within SCP-26. New writings have appeared, mostly drawn from graffiti or textbooks. Caution should be exercised in bringing documents onto the grounds of SCP-26. Note 026-C. Several Class D personnel exposed to SCP-26 have disappeared from Foundation control, only to reappear inside the anomalous building. The subjects in question had previously complained of dreams identical to those experienced by Agent Malik. Update. See Interview Log 026-08. Incident Report 026-12. During a routine security check of SCP-26, Agent Malik was found unconscious by his partner, Agent Jones, in the main foyer. Initial attempts at rousing Agent Malik were ineffective, so he was moved for transportation to site. Upon leaving the grounds of SCP-26, he woke abruptly in a state of agitation. When questioned, he revealed that he had been dreaming of a classroom setting. This dream has been consistent throughout all subjects who have fallen asleep within the grounds of SCP-26. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher get early, ad-free episodes. You can find me on social media, check out our Discord server, and our website. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.